A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 30th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about developments in Harare. It's good news indeed. Harare will be hosting the Chinese president, Mr. Xi Jinping, starting from tomorrow. And at the moment, there is an ICASA meeting that is currently underway.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
The first key thing that our government would want, and possibly even the people of Zimbabwe, is clarification and finalization of things that were referred to as mega deals. In other words, bilateral trade agreements, loan agreements that were signed between the Zimbabwean government and the Chinese government or Chinese corporations.
Looking at strengthening trade relationships between Zimbabwe and China, if you notice, the numbers have been growing annually since Zimbabwe seriously engaged China. But also, I think Zimbabwe would also want to see, not just in terms of strengthening the relationships, but also making sure that the relationship is also beneficial to Zimbabwe as a trading partner, and that they are equal partners going forward. They will also look at how best to tap into the Chinese credit markets in terms of accessing credit, especially for Zimbabwean banks, which have got a great need for credit.
This visit, what it does is it adds impetus to those deals that have been signed. Some of them were signed last year when President Mugabe went on a state visit to China. You're talking of energy, infrastructure, water, health, agriculture, mining. It's a whole range of industries. So what this visit does really is it adds impetus to implementation of those projects. Further, there's a big expectation that more agreements will be signed, perhaps in those same areas, in other areas. So you're really talking about an expansion of relations, a deepening of relations.
Oya wanguka hama dzadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitaura nezveukama uripo pakati peZimbabwe neChina. Manzwa apa mashoko kubva kune dzimwe nyanzvi dzakaita semupepeti mukuru webepanhau reHerald vamabasa sasa vachitaura nezvekukosha kwakaita rwendo rwava Xi Jinping kuZimbabwe ari kusvika mangwana. Uyezve manzwa vatakura zhanga zvavanhu vanyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vachitaurawo kuti zvakakosha kuti zviya zvaingonzi mamega deals zvigadziriswe pachizotaurwavo navaWashington metro makuru. Vanhu vaivo nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi vachitaurawo zvakakosha pakudyidzana kweukama weZimbabwe neChina. Gibbs.
Iwambe lingalitona njani mahlabe zulu ye lapho ke lizwile ke okuqala bekungumnumzana utakura zhangazha yena engcwedi kwezombusazwe ukati kukhuluma sibili ngalokho okujale ukwenziwa iChina leZimbabwe. Ikhuluma kakhulu ngalokho okuthiwa ngama-mega deals ayenziwa iChina leZimbabwe, isithi kumele kubonakale ukuthi kambe kuvela ngaphi njalo kuya ngaphi. Siphinde njalo sezwa ke kukhuluma umnumzana Washington mehlo makhulu yena oyingcwedi kweze noto ukade kukhuluma ke isithi hayi ke umnumzana Xi Jinping uzathi abuye khona ngapho ke eZimbabwe ukweze ukuthi kukhangelwe ke khonokho ukudlelana kwamazwe omabili. Kuzobuya ke kuphinda kukhuluma ngokuthi kumele phela kube lalokho okuthiwa yikulingana kwamazwe lawo. Kuzobuya ke sizwile njalo uMabasa Sasa yena umhlelo omkhulu wephephandaba le-Sunday Mail ekhuluma khonapho esithi hayi kumele kukhanye sibili ukuthi khonokho kwakwenziwa iChina leZimbabwe kususela kudala kambe kungaqiniswa yini. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngakhonokho okwenzakalayo. Ye kunjalo fowethu.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7, a live talk. And this evening, we are talking about the visit to Harare by the Chinese president, and also the ICASA meeting currently underway.
Chinese President Xi Jinping arrives in Zimbabwe tomorrow with a strong delegation in what some Zimbabweans are saying is a confirmation that the country's look east policy is now bearing fruits.
And at the same time, Harare is hosting the 18th edition of ECASA, the International Conference on AIDS and STIs in Africa. And of course, the experts there are discussing issues such as the new antiretroviral therapy guidelines designed to help countries meet the ambitious 90-90-90 treatment target to help end the AIDS pandemic targeted for 2020. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
001-202-619-2077. Yes, go for it. Of course, Gibbs, tonight we are lucky that we have our studio guest, and that is a reporter, Mandarin Service, Voice of America, Inan Wang. Inan, good evening.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, maybe you can start the ball
rolling. Yes. What do you think about the visit of the Chinese Premier to Zimbabwe?
I think this is a very interesting visit by the Chinese President Xi Jinping. I think ever since he becomes the Chinese top leader, he really emphasized the China-African relationship. I think Zimbabwe is one of examples that of his foreign policy. And we have, you know, Zimbabwe is a very unique example in China. Like the leader, Mr. Mugabe, has always been referred to as one of the China's old or best friends of Chinese people, and that signifies the long-term relationship between the two countries. I think during the revolution, the Chinese has supported Mr. Mugabe's forces to gain the power, and for this particular visit, I think this is the first time since 1990s by the Chinese president to visit this country, and I think Mr. Xi wants to accomplish several goals. One of the goals, top priority, is to expand Chinese investment in Africa continent, and we have seen the Chinese over the years. The Chinese has this development of One Road and One Belt. That is to expand the Chinese industries, to expand Chinese investment in part of Africa, in part of Europe, and in part of Southeast Asia. The purpose is to solve overcapacity issues in China domestically. And by that, I mean the Chinese really want to export their industrial capacity to African nations and to some other third world countries and to really solve their own economic problems. The other thing is we need to pay attention to is they want to strengthen this bilateral or multilateral relationship by China, Zimbabwe, or China with other African nations. We have seen the United States has done a lot of things over the years, but not too long ago. I think maybe last year, the U.S. has held a summit. Here in Washington, D.C. And interestingly, Mr. Mugabe was the only one, probably the only leader, has not been invited.
Yeah.
What happened the next day is as soon as this forum was over, and Mr. Mugabe was in Beijing, and he has been granted a state visit by Mr. Xi of Chinese president. So I think it's very interesting to see how things going, and I can expect that Mr. Xi Jinping will get a very warm welcome in Harare.
There are preparations there for his visit. It appears they are really, really expecting him.
Right.
And he will no doubt receive a hero's welcome. Gibbs.
I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Butler Tambo, who is a policy analyst. Mr. Tambo, good evening and welcome to the program. Can you hear us, Mr. Tambo?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, Mr. Dube. How are you doing?
I'm very fine. How is Bulawayo? Are you in Bulawayo?
Yes, I mean, Bulawayo are quite hot, my friend. It rained a bit yesterday, but today it's on the hot side of it.
Mm, let's hope things are going to get better as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bless it.
Now, Mr. Tambo, there's this visit by the Chinese president, Mr. Xi. How significant is this for Zimbabwe?
This one, I know a lot of people are very excited about the visit, but I don't see anything really significant in the visit, considering that at the moment, Zimbabwe, we're not the biggest trading partner that China has, especially in terms of Africa. And then the other issue is that I think in Africa, I think we are almost close to number 30 in terms of the amount of investment that China has in other African countries. And then the other problem that I also get to see is the fact that Zimbabwe owes China. As of last year, we were owing China more than $750 million. And the government was not even specifying how it's going to pay back that debt. And China, I know, is not necessarily happy with that. Even last week when the budget was presented by Minister Chinamasa, he spoke about paying back money to multilateral institutions like the IMF, World Bank, and the African Development Bank. There is no mention of paying back part of the $750 million that is owed to China. And then mega deals have been signed between Zimbabwe and China, especially in the energy and infrastructure sector. But very little has been done in terms of fruition for the people of Zimbabwe to see any gains, any meaningful gains from the investment that China has been bringing. So I don't necessarily see much coming out of this visit. I think it's more symbolic. To me, it's more symbolic more than anything else. Maybe especially if I look at from the perspective that, yes, Zimbabwe has had long relationship with China, which date back to the liberation struggle. But Zimbabwe has not changed in its perspective of looking at China. We are still viewing China as part of our liberators and part of our liberation friends. But China has moved on, and it's no longer business as usual, and they want to do business with Zimbabwe, but Zimbabwe still has the mentality that you can get free funds from China that you do not necessarily have to pay for. So I don't necessarily think the Chinese are quite happy with that. Maybe that also explains their little investment in terms of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. Of course, we are discussing the visit to Zimbabwe by the Chinese president, Mr. Xi. He's expected in Harare tomorrow. And at the same time, there's also an important meeting currently underway, the International Conference on AIDS and STIs in Africa. And Gibbs.
Now, I think you heard our second guest saying that the kind of benefits that Zimbabwe is getting from China, obviously they're getting one or two things, but it appears to be a one-way street, you know, with China benefiting more than Zimbabwe. So what do you think about those kind of remarks?
I think partly I agree with his argument, his points. I think certainly the Chinese president really doesn't care Zimbabwe politics, and if he does care, and then he can certainly do a lot of things at home.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm not necessarily agree that it's just a one way street. But I mean, more investment and more infrastructure building is certainly good. It can be beneficial to people, but I think it's an open question how much the Chinese can benefit. Mm-hmm. But as I pointed out earlier, that is the Chinese now has this idea of one belt and one road, really is to resolve its own overcapacity issues, industrial overcapacity at home in China, and I think on the infrastructure buildings, like the Chinese last year has announced a new bank. It's called AIIB, the Asia Infrastructure and the Investment Bank. It's a Chinese answer to the World Bank and to the IMF. The Chinese certainly really want to maintain and to a certain extent to expand its base in Africa. And I think that's the goals. And I think the Chinese are there, and they are already in many industries. They are really ahead of most of other Western countries, particularly if you compare China with the U.S. China is certainly ahead of the U.S.
And I mean, there is also an important point that he raised, that the problem with Zimbabwe is it's not understanding that China is not looking for comrades anymore. It's looking for investment partners. And the problem has been that Zimbabwe has been struggling to repay loans from China, leading to the Chinese or to Beijing to demand that Zimbabwe must pay up. Is that not a problem, the fact that Zimbabwe cannot repay loans?
I think eventually, my understanding or from my own experiences, the Chinese might write off the loans. They said, okay, you do not need to pay back the loans anymore, and or it would extend the term. The Chinese always, I think they are proud of themselves, like by saying that we provide African countries loans without strings attached. We give the loans just for development or for the good of the people. But I think the reality is the Chinese really want to expect something from Africa. That's to gain some support from African countries because Africa is a very important. It's a rising geopolitical forces in world, in international arena. So that's I think that's his goal. And the other thing is, as I just pointed out repeatedly, that is to solve the overcapacity issues in China.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, I think we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Bulisani Ncube, who is a businessman and is based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ncube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mr. Ncube. Thank you very much.
Yes. Buze ke sintu konapo njobo sandu kungena nje ku program yetu. Lapo ngati ke uhambo lolo luka mnumzana Xi Jinping ngati ulibona njani wena?
Uhambo lukamnumzana lo owechina lubalulekile ngoba njengomongameli wechina uzedingela okuhle ichina sishiye konke leli lizwe lizibade linothile lilakho konke umuntu amanye amazwe angakufuna lilakho okwenziwayo ilakho konke yena uhambo lwakhe olwakhe fiki ngopheleyo uzodingela iChina okuhle hayi singahambena namangasi sikukhona okuhlabukele zimbabwe hayi aluko nxa vele sithe sananzelela lapho lokho kade kubuya lamachina lapho afike khona amaChina mina kangizange wabone esenzani okungabe kulokunceda ilizwe lezimbabwe yikho nje nangizwe ukuthi hhayi izilebo labo abantu ababuya labo bezosebenza ngoba nxa bebuya besebenza lokakukuyiphi iproject babuya belabantu babo bavela echina bebasebenza njalo labantu bathi basike babaqhathe bonke bachala ngokuthi basetshenziswa njengezitasumana okungabae ngakho-ke ngamafitshane lomnumzana uza elizweni lezimbabwe uzedingela okuhle okwelizwe lakhe nxa ekutholile lokhu okutholwayo kumbe ngokwembiwayo hhayi baza kuthatha bahambe lakho echina nemali elula kakhulu engazi ukunceda ezimbabwe thina njengesizalwane sezimbabwe ikakhulu laba izanu siyeke ebusayo hhayi iyakuthokozela ngoba kukhanya kuyinto entsha ngomunye umongameli wamazwe athuthukileyo ovakashela kuleli kubo kuyinto enkulu eqakathekileyo kodwa kulalokhu okunjalo kumele sihambe nakahle ukukhohlwe ukuthi ichina okwakhathesi ikhangelele e-afrika ukuthi ithole ngayo iyakuthola wonke amazwe ejikelele nje akhangele i-afrika nayo umongameli njengowechina ubuye ezimbabwe ikwazi ukuthi ingxenye ye-afrika edinga okudinga yo wonke amazwe omhlaba e-afrika ngoba i-afrika kulapho okunekusasa yomhlaba khona
siyakuza kakhulu-ke mnumzana Ncube for the benefit of our guest and other people who can't hear isindebele what our guest was saying here you are saying the Chinese president is going to Zimbabwe for the benefit of the Chinese. And he also added that, you know, for Zimbabwe, it's a question of it having so many resources. And those resources, China knows that Zimbabwe has got, you know, a lot of resources. So they want to exploit those resources as much as possible. And then he further said that, you know, whenever Chinese people go to invest in Zimbabwe, they bring their own workers.
Right.
And their relations with workers is very bad, to the extent that some workers are beaten up, or, you know, that kind of humiliation in front of others. And he says, at the end of the day, it's all about ZANU-PF and Mr. Xi Jinping, nothing else.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of complaints about the Chinese companies in Africa here and there. Every once in a while, we can hear cases in one African country or another. And I think it's true that some of the complaints are legitimate, that the Chinese are, you know, they are very closed. They do not. You really hire local people. That's part of the issue. I mean, I think the Chinese government and some of the Chinese companies are realize that, but I think it's very difficult for them to change. And part of the reason is the Chinese culture, that they are really very kind of they do not want to. First of all, that their workers do not speak the language, and it's difficult for them to, you know, to interact with the local people. And I heard some of the Chinese officials are complain. They have their complaint that the local workers are you know, they are not really, you know, hardworking. It's kind of, you know, sometimes it's the issue of a misunderstanding, and some of the time is Chinese culture, and the Chinese really just they play with themselves, you know, they talk with themselves, and they do not want to go out and talk with the local people. I mean, the change is gonna come in, but it's gonna take a long, long time. I mean, China has certainly, you know, we heard a lot of the labor issues in China. You know, there are some workers commit suicide because of too much work, because of too much work pressure. And the other point is, I think I agree that the Chinese really wants to get the natural resources. It's a part of the reasons for the Chinese going to Africa, to support its own economic growth and to get cheap natural resources. I agree with that.
Thank you. Of course, we also have a video, Gibbs, I understand, which also features the Chinese ambassador to Zimbabwe. Maybe let's just take a listen to that.
今年呢是中金建交35周年，习主席的这个访问啊，是20年来中国国家元首对津巴布韦的第一次访问。
The ambassador there, Mr. Hang Ping, saying that he thinks Mr. Xi's visit will be of great significance to development of China-Zimbabwe relations. And he says this year marks the 35th anniversary of the establishment of China-Zimbabwe diplomatic relations. And Mr. Xi's visit will be the first by the Chinese head of state in the last 20 years. Zimbabwe, he says, is the only country apart from South Africa that Mr. Xi will pay a visit during his trip to Africa, which shows Mr. Xi and China attach great attention to the Sino-Zimbabwe relations. Todzoka kwamuri vatambo, munoti kudi nemashoko yaye kuti zvakakosha chaizvo tichitarisa rwendo iroro kuti vari kuenda kunyika mbiri chete Zimbabwe neChina, Zimbabwe ne South Africa.
China ina nenga uindo ishora leswa iri kuita kusa kutsana Zimbabwe kasi isusu sema Zimbabwe ndipo aitsana kuti dzidze zvakawanda kubva ku China chokutanga ma China agara ari vanhu vanoshanda kwenguva yakareba zvikurusa they can keep very long hours vanoshanda chiri chatina kudzidza muno sevanhu veZimbabwe ichokwadi choicho kuti vanhu veChina vasi kubhadhara vanhu veZimbabwe mari dzinokwana mari dziri kubhadharwa nemachina mazhinji achona wana munhu achipiwa kana $100 pamwedzi zvakadaro poverty data online yemuZimbabwe iri more than $500 izvozvo ini chandotaura ndechokuti machina avo kunyika ndomaridzo vanotamberisana nekuti vanhu vachona vakawanda zvikuru zvakanaka yeuka nemovha kuti China ine vanhu vangasvika 1.3 billion. Saka zvinoreva kuti munhu wese wega woga vanokoshesa mari yavo, vanokoshesa mari dzekune dzimwe nyika zvokuti vanhu vachada kushanda zvikurusa, zvokuti munhu akatambiriswa mari shoma achapesera ava neshungu yekuti ave nebhizinisi rake. Ichocho ndotsika yavari kutora chionza munyika dzakaita seZimbabwe. Saka mazimbabwenzi dei nawo aridzidzawo tsika iyoyo yekuti vanofanira kushanda zvikurusa kuti vakwanise kuita mari yavo, ndochokutanga. Kasi chechipiri ndechekuti isusu seZimbabwe tinongotaura chiti look east policy, look east policy. Ina ndenga iverengise policy nekuti isusu seZimbabwe hatisati taziva zvatiri kunyatsokuda kuChina. Dambudziko ratiinaro ndechekuti China ndoyega yanga iri nyika yekunzwanana nayo. Tatati tazwanana nedzimwe nyika dzakadokero nedzimwe nyika dzakaita sana China, dzakaita sana India. Izvozvo tinoita kuti mikana yedu seZimbabwe ite nayo yekuti tiedze vazeve kune dzimwe nyika kuti vaekuti vazoiridza makambani mupi muZimbabwe. Kasi tiri kuti seZimbabwe tiaita semagetsi, taraiko zvino magetsi. Magetsi out of 24 hours anoenda ku18 hours pazuva. Angada kuti aunze mari yake munyika yaita seZimbabwe kunogara kusina magetsi ndiani? Kune mitemo yakare yatirikugara taiisa, mitemo yakaita sana indigenization iko zvino yatisiri kunatsurudza kuti vanhu vanzwisise kuti rait mutemo uyu unobata sei vanhu. Unoti mungautora 51% yekambani yemunhu here, muchaibhadharira sei here? Zvese zvasa zvanatsurudzwa. Saka mitemo yakadaro kanatsurudzwa ndoona kunge chaivo vanhu vakabhoona naChina vangaita kuti Zimbabwe ibudirire. Kasi isu semaZimbabwe ngatitange taziva kuti kuChina tiri kunyatsokuda chii. Toda rubatsiro here kuti vatidzidzise kuti timutiridze makambani edu? Toda kuti vazovaka migwagwa here? Toda kuti vazomutiridza magetsi here? Zvakare ngatiindikeisi vanhu veZimbabwe tibhadharei zvikwereti zvatagara tatura kunyika dzakaita sana China. Tisafungidzira kuti maChina arikungotibatsira sezvavaitiita panguva yehondo, pavaingobatsira vachitipa majombo, pavaitibatsira vachitipa mayunifomu chete pasina mubhadharo. Iko zvino nyika dzavakoko zvino dzese dzava kuzva kuti dzichabudirira sii, chii chadzingawana munyika dzenyika dzakaita seZimbabwe? Chokwadi, Zimbabwe ine chi? Ine zvinhu zvizhinji zvikurusa zvicherwa izvi zvakasana gold ana platinum nezvimwe zvakadaro. China iri kuda izvozvo zvese. Kasi isusu hazvisi kutibatsira seZimbabwe nenyaya yekuti tiramba tichingotengesa goridhe risina kugadziriswa. Rongwa goridhe rakadaro
vamasango vatambo
eta tatora seZimbabwe.
Timbo kubate muromo, Timbo introducer, just another guest that we have. We have Tariro Makanga Chikumbirike, the ICASA communications manager. Mrs. Chikumbirike, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing fine and thanks for joining us. Of course, we are discussing China and also discussing developments there at the International Conference on AIDS and STIs in Africa. Just briefly tell us what's happening now.
What's happening, the International AIDS Conference on AIDS and STIs in Africa was officially opened last night, and today that's when we had the key proceedings starting with mainly the main plenary session, which was focusing on the biomedical research with scientists sharing their advances that they've made in terms of trying to find how best we can deal scientifically with the HIV response. As people know, now we are talking about ending AIDS by 2030. So it's a matter of us saying, how does science contribute into us ending AIDS in 2030? We also had the official opening of the community village. This is where we have our community members who can go.
Mrs. Makanga, Chikumbirike, please hold a bit. We'll come back to you. We just want to take a short break for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.